more than any quarterback in the league. And because they know he can throw that, winners.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call, Fox Sports. That was the longest run of Mahomes' career.
And he looked
33 yards.
And he looked young old. He looked like the OG, Steiny. He was like, stumble, bumble, fuck. But he got down there and then had the ball like that. Dude, yeah. That was a backbreaker. And Warner almost had him.
Almost.
And so did winners, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing Mahomes
didn't do
on that run was lift up his leg.
Dude, I'm watching the
urinate on the way down to the four.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad
bod. I mean,
that's Mahomes. It's his world. We're just living in it, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you can't get too upset.
Well, no, you get
a 6-0 when you're not in this team's class.
Steiny, seriously, I got the Reed interception early on where the play action pass, the rollout to the right. That was an awful, like, you can't throw that. And that set the tone.
I mean, to me, you can't throw a touchdown in the end. You can't throw an interception in the end zone.
Honestly, and I know we're different, and you were with Dana watching that game. That's how we're different. Steiny, I got to be honest. The more it kept sitting there, I'm like, the Chiefs aren't putting them away. They're not putting them away. Did you really think, you know what?
No. They dominated that game.
Man.
The 49ers couldn't move the ball.
But the question is, and I'm giving credit to Spags and the Chiefs defense because it seemed kind of simple. We're going to do what we did in February in the Super Bowl where we're going to stop the run. We don't believe your guys can get open, but – I mean, you brought in Cowan, you brought in Ricky Pearsall, and I know it was his first game, and it was good to see him out there. But even before, the right on the table's down, even before IU got hurt, he wasn't a difference maker. Like, are we really to sit here and believe moving forward that the Niners' offensive weaponry can't beat man coverage? Because I'm asking. Because if the answer is really, truly yes, then how the hell do you get as close and far?
They're not. They're not in the Chiefs' class. The Chiefs have a better offense, and they have a better defense than the Niners.
But they don't got better playmakers,
yeah,
right?
I think
Kelsey's doing nothing.
But you're not allowing for the fact that they have a quarterback who is a game changer.
And what about the coach calling the necessary right plays, the screens to Hardman when they're called for, like? Steiny, if Andy Reid was playing the piano right now, he's doing the best job. He's doing it better than Kyle. I'll tell you that.
Vince in the city. Hey, Vince, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
talk to us.
How am I doing? I'm pretty pissed. It's getting super irritating watching the Niners have this, you know, this roster full of supposed explosive talent. We just can't win. You know, it's like. I don't know what's going on with Kyle Shanahan and the offense, but I called it back in after the Minnesota game. I think the blueprint's out there on how to beat us. Brock Purdy, the offense really relies heavily on those layered throws and those anticipation throws where he's thrown it to a spot. Minnesota's scheme, you know, they baited him into throwing it into terrible spots on the field that turned into either really bad passes or they turned into interceptions. And real quick on interceptions, I don't know what the hell he was looking at because how do you throw it to a double team into the end zone? You throw it right at the linebacker who's just sitting there waiting on it. That's the first part is the offense needs to change. Hopefully they get to this bye week and they start reassessing their strategy because it's been the same thing for the last 5-6 years with their game plan. But on the defensive end, I never would have thought losing Arik Armstead would hurt as much as it has this year. Our interior line, I mean, on both sides, is pretty bad, the guard position and tackles. But the opposing rush is coming right through the gut of the defense, and they're gashing us up the middle. It doesn't make any sense. You got Fred Warner playing middle, but he's occupied with other guys, and they're just getting 5-6 yards. It still feels the same as last year where they're getting so many yards just through the middle of our defense. And then back to the offense, it's like, I feel like every great team has always had a go-to play to get 5 yards, maybe. We don't have a play to get 2 yards. I mean, you might get lucky, somebody misses a block or whatever, or somebody over-pursues, and then we get these big runs. But we're the worst team, I feel like, in the NFL when it comes to the red zone. We don't have a play to get it 2 yards. I don't understand what's going on. The O-line used to pick it up, and I don't know. It's looking pretty bleak with BA going down, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the call. Yeah, offensive line's not very good.
No, it's not. But I guess, Steiny, and tell me if today is not the day, because I keep bringing up old stuff, but it's relevant in the sense that it's kind of been that way, that theme, but yet they've gotten to the greatest of heights and almost the greatest. So you don't just go to four straight NFC championship games and your offensive line sucks. Right now, it's definitely not playing well, but it's always, if it's McFlinchy, there's always something. But yet, they don't let it, you know, throw them off from winning the conference or getting to the Super Bowl. But the one thing that did stand out yesterday, and you talked about it, 39 rushes, 184 yards, and that's got the Mahomes run in there. But even if you take him away, Steiny, Kareem Hunt averaged 3.5 on the ground. Hard yards he was running, and it's just like, man, you never know what you have until it's gone, and I talk bad about one Armstead. And, Steiny, I know it's not going to help today, but you miss him in the run game. You miss Hargrave. But the bottom line, nobody's going to cry for you. And the Chiefs, as injured as they are, I feel like they just know who they are more so than the Niners.
So we have there's another one. Isn't Armstead essentially a victim of the offseason and their payroll?
Well, they asked him to take a pay cut. He said, right. No, I'm not doing it.
Bye-bye. But they gave McCaffrey money. They gave Williams money. They gave Ayuk money. They redid Juszczyk. They lost Armstead. Now we're talking about how they miss Armstead. Well, they could have had him on the team if they wanted. They're the ones that asked him to take a pay cut. I mean, their offseason's looking like it was a nightmare, quite frankly.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Larry. Larry's in the city. What's up, Larry? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Nice to hear, man.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, listen here, man. This, you know, I'm listening to all this stuff, all the callers and stuff like that. I've been a Niners fan since 69, man. I'm going to tell you this. This season reminds me of the 88 season, right? We finished 10-6, but yet we won the Super Bowl. And as far as that injury list goes, you remember the TV show MASH?
Yeah. Alan Alda. Huh?
Loretta Swit.
Yeah. Well, suicide is painless. Well, that's what we got. That's where we are right now. I wouldn't give up on the Niners. I think we'd be okay. We're just going through some trying times. I'm watching all these Purdy haters on TV is killing me. But they, you know, this is what they live for. But don't give up on the Niners. Remain to be faithful. We'll be just fine. With that, I'm out.
Thanks,
right.
Larry. What does just fine mean anymore?
Well, didn't you tell me, you're my only radio
They got
partner.
One thing going for them, the division. That's
well,
the one
the
thing they got.
The goal was just the playoffs.
Yeah, luckily, they still can win the division because right. They ain't going to be a wild card team. Yeah. It doesn't look like.
I just don't like how.
You see the NFC Central?
Yeah, and I saw the Vikings lose, and I felt like they won. You know what
North?
I'm saying? They played great, but Steiny, it's about yesterday and what this game represented, man. You needed it just from a math standpoint. You couldn't get it. And what's bothering me is I'm watching Purdy do the quarterback sneak and the Russell Crowe. I always call everybody, you know, doing the Draymond to the crowd, Russell Crowe and Gladiator. Are you not entertained? And I'm watching all that bravado come off of him. I'm like, you got the Niner, yeah. And then it just vamoose. Nobody can make a play. And now I really can't wait. And I know it's not our
here
show.
Here we go.
Greg Cosell this week because – you just cannot defend Brock Purdy's decision-making yesterday. Steiny, I thought he was bringing, and he often has, brought something to the table. But this is the second time in three games at home where he's underperformed to his standard. And I need to know why.
Jerry Rice on what Purdy struggling against the Chiefs defense means.
They knew they throw the ball over the middle. They pretty much know that they don't throw the ball outside, you know, that often. And I was like, even if you don't connect on a long pass or, you know, over the top, you got to throw it to let the defense know that, you know, hey, look, you know, we'll throw the ball deep. We'll throw the ball deep outside. And right now they're squeezing everything over the middle because they know that the majority of 49er plays are over the middle. So we got to change that.
Jerry Rice, pretty good receiver in his day.
Wow, and I just hate if I guess I'd love it if I was an opposing defensive coordinator, knowing I'm going into a game where a team doesn't shoot a lot of threes or we got to defend the line. Like, it just makes it easier. But also, too, we keep harping, I have, on the three interceptions. Jacob Cowing, Jerry, had his man beat, and Purdy's got to make a better throw.
He had two long throws that he was short on, the other one to Kittle.
Like, and the way that your offense is kind of quote-unquote sputtering, when you get a chance, you got to take advantage of that. And for whatever reason, he didn't put it out there. Cowens could have walked in the end zone. And you're right, the one to Kittle, like, those aren't interceptions, Stoney, but those are poorly thrown balls.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah, you got to make a better throw on that, man.
Damon's in the city. What's up, Damon? How you doing? I want to talk about McCaffrey. All right.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I remember you guys had this conversation a couple of, maybe a week or so ago about it. You know, McCaffrey comes back and, you know, how it's going to change this offense, open things up. I don't see it, because I think that is the problem just runs deeper than that. Like, I think that the team, you know, they have an identity issue. You know what I mean? Or just...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, before, what you could say about the Niners were they were physical. That's what you would hear.
They're
a physical team. They come in, they dominate, they beat guys up. They're not doing none of that. You know, they got beat up, and they've been getting beat up all, you know, pretty much all year. So that physicality, the lack of defense, this is a different team right here. This is a different makeup. I don't know, but McCaffrey coming back, I don't think that it's going to change things that much. And I think also that because we have been at the top, teams have been focusing on them. Excuse me. And we've been spotlighted, and, you know, teams have made that adjustment. The league has made that adjustment, and you're starting to see that on the field. And we haven't adjusted to that. We're kind of stuck in you know, position and thinking that we can go in there and you know, muscle our way through, you know, to this win, and that's just not happening.
Yeah, thanks, Damon. Appreciate the call. I mean, what do the Niners do well? What do they do well right now?
Wow.
Or what have they done well this season consistently? There's not a lot there. They've had stretches, of course.
And number one would be running the ball.
But is it now?
Man. I'm just looking at the end zone. McKivitt's block, his guy, number 56 on the interception in the end zone, Stoney. I mean, Purdy got hit, no excuses, but if you just watch that play, that would 56 took McKivitt to school, but it's just like, when's it going to get better?
Might not. Why would you think it's going to at this point?
Because your best – this, and we don't know when he's coming, but he was out there yesterday. Maybe he is the identity.
I don't think guy is going to change this thing dramatically. I think the last caller's right. When you're not doing anything great, so if you improve in one area, you still got room to improve in all the other areas.
So are you, because this is fascinating to me. I know y'all, come on. Do you really think the Niners have a problem beating man coverage?
I think the Niners have a lot of problems.
But that one specifically. Well, you never were high on Ayuk Debo.
Of course.
Wow, man. Because now it's like, starting to trickle down to Brock.
Well,
like,
I don't know that he's going to use it as an excuse or crutch.
But, I mean, Stani, at some point, somebody's going to take on that task of who are these interceptions on and why is he holding on to the ball. But all of a sudden now you pay $30 million to number 11 because you think highly of him. I'll leave that there. You got the Swiss Army knife in Debo Samuel who had a cold. And then you got George Kittle. So, I mean, all of a sudden, all those, and even Pearsall, you know, even though he got in for a few snaps, so all those guys can't be man coverage. Like, I'm wondering how much of it is scheme.
Oh, now it's scheme.
I don't know.
I thought that's what Kyle did.
These problems, you need to ask every question.
Well, I think two things.
Jerry Rice just told you they don't throw it outside the numbers. How long can you live like that? They've lived 5 years and gotten damn close. I'm just wondering.
So, I mean, the way I look at it is, you haven't been playing well this year, and now you're playing the Chiefs, who are the best team in the league. And there's two things. You're not as good as the Chiefs, and you haven't proven you can beat the Chiefs when you're healthy. Do you really think you're going to beat them without Hargrave, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Greenlaw, and Jennings? And no Debo. I forgot Debo.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not using that as an excuse, but sometimes when you look at it like that, you weren't going to win this game. You're going to win this game without one of the best running backs in the league, two of your receivers.
But you told me I couldn't go to that, though, and the people that were calling in, like, trying to use it as an excuse.
I'm just saying you got to play with the guys you have. And the guys they have aren't as good as the guys who are out.
I'm comfortable in saying this, so before you go to the phones, you tell me
if
it's
fair. If you want to say, look, we haven't had McCaffrey all year. Debo's missed a couple games. Kittle missed a game. We lost Hargrave. You can do that. That's fine.
I'm going to tell you what I want to do.
And they're 3-4. And so, okay, is this going to be one of those years like the year after the Super Bowl when they got hurt and they went 6-10? Maybe that's what we're looking at. This is too much to overcome. They don't have enough depth.
Well,
the quarterback's not good enough. The receivers aren't good enough. The offensive line is porous. Defensive line isn't as good as it's been in the years past. We all know the defensive secondary has questions. They got good linebackers, or at least they got a great one. I mean, are they really that good?
Well,
like, without the names, are they really that good? Like, what scares you about the Niners offense right now? Right now, with the guys they're putting out
nothing.
There. Exactly.
And if I were you in your old days, Stani, you tell me if this is fair, I mean it. I've been consistent during the offseason about the Niners offense during the playoff run. Three games. What if I told you if I had a pen right now, the title of my piece would be Brock Purdy hasn't played the same since the Baltimore game of last year. Would you say that's unfair? Since the Baltimore game on Christmas last year, I feel like the Purdy prior to that game, we're not getting the bang for our buck. Now, why are you laughing?
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm just smiling.
Espedoni, shut up! All right, what did I miss, guys? Come on. So that's too harsh.
You said something like, if I got to put a headline on it, and then you said two sentences, and Evan said, boy, that's a long headline. That's all. Let's go to Lamont.
Damn.
In Oakland.
Glad to be back.
What's going on, Lamont? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Talk to us, Lamont. You sound down, man.
So here's the thing that was disheartening about this game to me was that you knew coming into the game that the Chiefs didn't have almost all their offensive receivers in these, right? And Pacheco was out, right? And then they lose Juju in the first
I forgot
series,
that, yeah.
Right? So you know that they're going to have to smash mouth this thing because they have no – who do they have? So they said, we're going to run the ball. And Tom Brady said this during the broadcast, and I think it was important. He said – they were asking about the Chiefs running game, and he said the Niners need to put eight in the box and see what happens. Right? And so they never did that, though. Like, they stayed with what they did. And I know it might seem drastic to somebody, but the Chiefs weren't doing anything but running the ball. And then they threw it to Noah a couple of times, and Kelce had like 20 yards. There were no big plays. The Chiefs made no big plays. They got 5 yards, 4 yards, Kareem Hunt. And then, you know, Patrick made a couple runs there. But the reality was, you knew they didn't have much. They had no weapons. Like, they didn't have anything. And then the defense knew that, but they still couldn't adjust. And they didn't try to put eight in the box and say, let's see if one of these third, fourth string players that Patrick's got to throw to can make a play. Let's put eight in the box and take away Hunt to see what can happen. They never did that. And like some of the caller said earlier, the arrogance of play calling, that is so true. Because in order to be a non-arrogant play caller, sometimes you have to admit, my plays aren't working. See, and so when you admit my plays aren't working, that's how you're able to adjust. But if you're arrogant and feel like no defense can take away what I'm doing, then you don't make the adjustment. And so what we see with Kyle sometimes is, you see what Andy Reid said, I don't have enough receivers. I can't do what I want to do. They're not going to allow me to do that because we don't have the talent. We've got to do something else. And I think Shanahan is very smart, but the problem is he doesn't want to concede sometimes what he's seeing on the field, which is, this is not working. And defensively, the same thing. Yes, we have some good linebackers. Our front seven is pretty good. But we're not stopping the run. They're holding on to the ball. We can't get them off the field. Let me try something else. But you, in order to try something else, you first have to concede that the thing you're doing is not working. And that's where the arrogance comes in. The best quarterback, best coaches adjust. In game, real time, this is not working. Maybe it'll work next week. But guess what? It's not working right now. I got to try to do something different. Chiefs did it yesterday. We saw it. They lost Juju. Let me do a reverse to Hardman. Hardman ain't been on the field all season. Let me do a reverse to Hardman. Let me try to do the – let me hand the ball off. Let me put Carson Wentz in to do a freaking pitch to – I forgot who it was. Kareem. Like, they just tried everything because they knew what we usually have is not working, so we got to adjust to something now. The Niners do not do that. And it's because, and like I said, arrogant. I feel like Cal plays like he's got the same roster in front of him every game. And the reality is you don't. And sometimes other teams take away what you want to do. You have to concede that and say, let me try something else. If you don't try something else, you'll never be able to adjust. And you can't get the game. This game was in the balance. They could have won this game. Yeah.
Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and just think about what Lamont said. Stani.
I don't think it was in the balance.
Do you understand, though, why Brock would have more pass attempts if both teams are, quote-unquote, injured and you lose Ayuk? Then just let's focus on that. Then Mahomes?
Well, because so they were down 14-3, so they got down two scores. I'm just saying, maybe that's what Kyle would tell you.
I mean, you were up 3-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Here's the way Here's the way I look at it, and maybe it's too simple, and maybe it's giving the 49ers an excuse. So, yeah, the Chiefs were missing receivers and a running back, right?
Yeah.
And the 49ers are missing receivers and a running back, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they have Mahomes. End of story. Like, that's the those are games he wins.
And
they're just games he wins.
You're right, but you can't. You got to worry about your Mahomes in Brock Purdy.
Well, you don't have a Mahomes. That's why you only had 12 points in 3.5 quarters.
Okay, but maybe that's where the lesson is to be learned, and why our guy just called wondering why Kyle wouldn't adjust. My thing is, why wouldn't you try to take the air out the ball a little more rather than have Purdy go Vinny Testaverde? Like, why didn't you run it more? Just a thought.
I don't think they ran it well.
You averaged 4.2 yards a pop.
Yeah,
I don't think they ran it enough.
Yeah, I don't.
Just a thought. Like, I never in a million years would have thought Purdy would have attempted more passes in that game against Mahomes, against the best defense in the league.
Well, maybe they couldn't run the ball. They felt like they couldn't run the ball.
No, but that's Kyle may think he doesn't have his receiver. They don't have a man coverage problem.
Well, or maybe the reality of the situation is that they got down and he got impatient and he leaned too heavily on the pass, didn't run it enough. But I look at this as all a function.
It was 14-12. Like, they got the game was there. They were within 2 points.
And then it got to 21-12.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, like,
you never had to abandon whatever you thought you wanted to, you set out to do in regard to offensive scheme. That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe they're not as good. Like, they can't run the ball like they have in the past because they don't have McCaffrey. They can't throw it like they have in the past because they don't have receivers. They can't get the protection they need because their offensive line isn't very good. And maybe Purdy is stagnating because of all of it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday. Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal, 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
Oh, boy. That can't didn't go that. Well.
Well, I know who's happy, though.
Who?
James Daly, or the guy they called in Friday, your friend.
Why? Remember,
he said he didn't like how Vegas had this set up, Niners' favorite. So anybody to bet on the Chiefs cashed out.
He never said officially he was betting on the Chiefs.
But if you've been around a few blocks, you know what he was saying. Mm-hmm. I have.
Oh. Did you take him up on it?
No.
Ah, hate to see it. You hate to see it. Yeah, I thought Kyle got impatient with the play calling a little bit yesterday. But, you know, this is, like, I always keep thinking this. It's like now, okay, and fair. They're 3-4. Coming down Kyle Shanahan's road. We can do that. We can do that. But the same people who are coming down his road are the same people who for years talked about, oh, his scheme is unbelievable. I mean, he schemes guys open. Any running back can run for 100 yards. You know, when the beginning of last year when the 49ers were beating Pittsburgh 37, Rams 30-23, Giants 30-12, Arizona 35-16, Cowboys 42-10, he was a genius. Now it's a year later, and oh, now we have a problem with his play calling. Well, so was he never a genius, or was he a genius when it worked and now it doesn't? Has he changed? I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know.
I don't have him at the top of my list. Like, he's not the one throwing interceptions. I'm just questioning like I would if it were a high school or college game. You know, you got Purdy slinging it around in said game 31 times against the best defense, against a team that plays man coverage, and you got guys that are kind of deficient at beating that. Why would you have him throw it as much as he did? So,
I mean, if you but, like, and I'm just well, throwing
he's not
this
making
out.
The mistakes.
If you have wide receivers who can't beat man coverage, well, then the organization made a mistake paying receivers who can't beat man coverage. Or getting ready to pay a quarterback who is part of the issue why they're not
well,
able
right
to
now
move
he
the
don't
ball.
Have all his weapons.
Okay, so pay him. You'd be able to pay him still. I'm just saying, this team has been pretty lousy this year. If
no,
you really
they would tell
look
you
at
that,
it.
Man. They yeah. would tell you that.
Exactly. Maybe it's just the end of the run. It happens. Good 5-year run.
But
you know, this is the third oldest team in football.
And it's starting
the 49ers.
Feel like that, yeah.
Exactly.
And you talked about it in the Super Bowl.
You know who's the third youngest team in football? The Chiefs.
Do you know the other two?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it matters, but.
Yeah.
And the other, I mean.
It's just starting to feel like it's not the year, man. Especially with the Brandon Ayuk situation. You could say whatever. Oh, they're not going to miss them. Stop. There was a long part of this season left. And if you could get to the playoffs, then it's just you hit the reset button. But to not have him in this offense and just say you could put in a rookie or somebody else, like you're going to feel that.
How? I don't think you're going to.
Wow.
Because you have to take the Brandon Ayuk that was catching balls this year.
For now. But the whole play was when McCaffrey came back after the bye or whenever that day did come, you know, you would have Brandon Ayuk, your $30 million man, able to be the byproduct.
Right, because he needs somebody to help.
Yeah, but still.
Right.
They
so you made a mistake with Ayuk. Let me tell you who didn't make a mistake. Ayuk. He got over. This is why.
Well, he didn't get over. They paid him.
Right. Could you imagine if he got hurt and they hadn't paid him? Mm. Brandon Ayuk, winner! Winner!
But really not because he's not being able to finish the season. But
well,
and I get
some would say he didn't really start the season. 888-957-9570. The bottom line is we think these guys are superstars, and they're not playing like superstars. Brandon in San Jose. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man?
Good morning, fellas. Welcome to Monday Madness.
Sure. The overreaction Monday.
I got a little bit of my perspective here. First of all, yes, you guys are exactly right. You know, we're not equipped as we used to be, for one. Two, we got to look at who we were playing with. We're playing against one of the best teams in the NFL, a better coach, better defensive coach. Obviously, they continue to show us that, number one. Two, you know, I blame Purdy some, but let's remember, when you're a captain, yes, he's the captain of the ship. When you're a captain of the ship, you still have a navigator. A navigator tells you where to go, what winds are blowing. He has a navigator, and that's Kyle Shanahan. And he is not doing the job, and he is not taking responsibility. What kicks me in the gut when he tells his players we need to finish it, Kyle, you finish it. I want to see you finish it. I want to see you take some responsibility for once for things that are going wrong. I would really like to see that. And once again, like I said, Purdy is young. He is the captain of the ship, but he is not the navigator. Let's remember that, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
But what if he has to be the what's the old adage, Donnie? The quarterback is just an extension of the head coach. So Kyle can't throw any passes. He can't check it down. He can't change the play at the line of scrimmage. That's Brock's job. And right now, the last three games, some clunkers for Brock Purdy, which is more alarming to me because I don't know what's going on. Like the game against Arizona, the first pass of the game again to Debo was off, and I was like, okay, it's just a play, nothing to see here. Then you're like the first pass to Ayuk after halftime, just off. And then you have the Seattle game to where you think, you know what, nothing to see here. You guys overreacted against Arizona, but yeah. In a game that I felt like was more than just one game from a mental standpoint. The offense did not show up, and he threw three interceptions, one in the red zone. And I need to hear the experts tell me if it's a byproduct of guys not getting open. But the one constant from Brock Purdy this year, Stoney, and you can back me up, we've been hearing it, is he's been holding on to the rock longer than ever. And it's not pretty right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think and we talked about this going into the Chiefs game. Oh, the Niners have a Chiefs problem. You can't get over the hump of the Chiefs, Super Bowl champions. It's like, and Evan brought this up first, and then I piggybacked. It's like, you don't beat the Chiefs. You're not very good. I mean, what is so hard to understand right now? They're 3-4.
Right.
Who have they beaten? The New York Jets.
Gotcha.
Aaron Rodgers' first game back. They beat the Jets. They're 2-5. They beat the Patriots. They're 1-6.
Gotcha.
And they beat the Seahawks, who are 4-3. They haven't beaten anybody.
Well, some would say Seattle's over 500.
Until further notice, how can you look at the Niners and say, we're still a good team? No, you're not.
Well,
you have not proved it this year. And for the 8 millionth time, last year doesn't matter. Just because you got to the Super Bowl last year doesn't mean you can just throw guys out there this year. And
well, we're finding that out.
Exactly.
And I was the guy early on that was worried about Greenlaw, so we don't know what his status is, Stoney, whatever, if or what have you. But since then, you've lost Ayuk. McCaffrey, you just talked about it, hasn't played a down. So I mean, Hargrave's gone for the year. At some point, that does matter. Like, you know, I'm not making excuses. I just feel like if this were a boat or a ship, it's just headed in the wrong direction.
It is.
And now the guy
you're
that you thought
four.
You could count on, and I'm not saying you can't, but now all of a sudden he's looking like, you know what, this is just my third year in the league, and that's Brock Purdy. Because
he's getting 60.
He was
right?
The guy you could
he's
count on.
He's getting 60.
Well,
what?
That was me talking.
Well, we were all talking that way, not just you.
Yeah, but that'll be handled when it's handled. But these last 3 weeks hasn't looked.
I would like to ask, how can this team get hot? Wow. How can they get hot? What are they going to hang their hat on
somebody
to make
back.
A run?
Somebody on the list that you went over,
and
Stani, it
and
means everything.
That's the problem.
If not one person on that list comes back, you're done.
He can't help the offensive line. McCaffrey can't help the defense.
But he can, and that's what he represents.
Okay, well, then there's nothing to see here.
Well,
when they get McCaffrey back, yeah. We'll get on a roll.
Well, we don't want to do that today. We don't know
if he's coming
back.
I'm telling you, they got all kinds of problems.
They do, and I'm with you, but we don't know when he's coming back, if.
And that's like...
That's how I live my life. I don't know if he's coming back.
Right.
That's what's scary. So let's ball.
It's scary if he comes
back.
Whether he comes back or not, it's scary. Like, they're 3-4. They can't beat a good team. 888-957-9570. I mean, like, why can't we just operate right now? Like, this team's a 500 team, and we're going to have to limp in and somehow try to win the division at 9-8 or 10-7, then we'll take our chances.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. So let's quit thinking.
Focus on Dallas.
Let's quit thinking we're in the Chiefs' class or Minnesota's class, because we're not right now. Maybe, just maybe, we could level the playing field in the playoffs. But right now, this team, what do they do well? Waterman in Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman?
Gentlemen, it's a rough Monday, that's for sure. Thank you for taking the call. So, Steiny, you've been hitting on it, and Gu, too. You know, this team just isn't that good. We've just, what the Chiefs showed us, we are just not on that level. We're not. So that's a positive in a sense, because now you know where we have to get. Like, now you know how far away we are. We're even further away than we were in the Super Bowl last year. So with that being said, you know, Kyle and the offense, you know, they just seemed so lackadaisical. So they're just so nonchalant. I didn't see any just grit and just like or hurry. And it just seems so stagnant. The offense just seems so stagnant. Like they just like the defense knows what's coming. And honestly, you guys, I really flat out they're superior coaches on the Chiefs.
Looks
that
way.
They are out coaching everybody. And Kyle is way over his head when he goes up against Andy Reid. When I was watching that game yesterday, I was watching a team in the Chiefs, even when mistakes were made with interceptions or whatever, not with no worry, because they know they're going to win. They know they're going to get it done. Their defense is incredible, and I'm going to tell you guys honestly, when the play where I knew it was going to be a bad day, and I believe it was the second drive the Niners got where they got the ball,
yep.
Purdy first down. First down throw, 8 yards to Ayuk. Next is a run to Mason, stuffed. Third down, they're lining up for the run, and you literally watched the entire Chiefs defense, except for one guy, come up on the line right in the hole where Mason was going to run, and he got stuffed for a loss. There is no creativity. I don't know if it's Brock's fault to not be able to audible out of that, or if it's just the old Kyle, this is what we're doing. They were so ripe for a bootleg over. Purdy probably could have scored a touchdown if he faked the run and ran around the end because nobody was there. And I watched Mahomes, and don't get me wrong, the guy is amazing. He's great. He's playing happy, fun, nonchalant backyard football with his boys because every single time that guy needs to scramble and do something, there's a guy right at the first down marker wide open for him. So he can either run it or just flip a quick little pass. The Niners don't have that. Whenever Purdy is scrambling, he's looking 20, 30 yards downfield because nobody is close. It's I don't know what else to say other than that. They can't. There's just it is too stagnant on this offense, and I don't know if it's all falling on Purdy or all falls on Kyle, but one thing I can tell you guys is, we are not at all in the realm of Minnesota or Detroit. That game, I watched two superior offensive lines give those quarterbacks time to throw. And Goff looked like incredible in that game. So, fellas, We got a long way to go with this team. I'm not giving up. It's 3-4. I said 10-7, maybe 9-8. Man, I'm hoping we can get there, because even if we get in the playoffs, whatever, the way this team's going right now, but it's a tough one right now. It's a tough watch, fellas. I just
gotcha.
I hope the Niners take this opportunity to then, now that Ayuk is out, is take this opportunity to find out what they have in their rookies.
All right. Thanks, Waterman. Appreciate the call.
And, go ahead, Stein.
No, it's just a text here says 925. According to Steiny, it's over. Let's move on. It's not over.
Yeah,
you're just not very good right now.
Right, right.
And you're going to have to win the division,
and
most likely, if you
left.
Look at the standings.
Right.
And
right
that's
now.
The silver lining.
Right.
You can still win the division. But, it doesn't look good right now. Tell me what this team's doing well right now.
Getting hurt. That's it. Well, and I'll say this, Steiny, I'm talking to you because I love you. But you know what? All last week, was this a big game? Was this a big game to anybody that played on the Niners, coaches, players? Some owned it. But the guy that I really wanted to say, you know what? We want revenge. This is a barometer. We had him. You got none of that from Kyle. Okay, that's cool. So I'm thinking, okay, you're taking the professional way to go about it, because your play will be loud and violent. But for your team to come out there and look like they did, I just feel like, Steiny, they played like you approached the game, saying this was just one of another. And it was one of another of the three losses. Now you have four. Like, there was no urgency. And for Jerry Rice, the great Jerry Rice, the Hall of Famer, to be at the game and say it looked like the first time the guys had met each other, like, that speaks volumes. And there's only one man's job to have his guys locked and ready, and that's Kyle.
More Jerry Rice.
They should feel embarrassed. That was a statement game yesterday. Yeah. That was an important game, and I know, we were 3-3, and we needed that win. And I heard people saying that, hey, we just gonna look at this as another game. It was more than just another game. Richard Sherman and I, we were talking about that, man. It's like sometimes you just gotta, just put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
I just wanted somebody to start a fight yesterday. I just wanted to see something like that.
Jerry Rice.
Well, Trent threw a punch. I'm out, Jerry. I'm trying to help you. Trent threw a punch, Tiny.
Jerry Rice also said it was too late.
When Trent Williams did that?
Yeah. Needed that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
He's been a day late and a dollar short all season, Trent Williams.
Man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. I was reading Mike Sando in The Athletic, and he was talking about the Chiefs and the 49ers, and he said he thinks 49ers are now starting to pay the price for the Trey Lance pick.
Wow.
Because... yeah, you gave up two picks, but then the pick you used, you didn't get a player. So it's three guys, that two guys you didn't have a chance to draft, and one guy who you drafted who can't play. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Dre in San Jose.
Dre.
What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
San Ho.
I'm good. Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in and touch on some things. You guys are just... I've been on hold for a while, so my point kind of drifted from me. But first off, I want to say to all the guys that are on Purdy today, he's given us 2.5 years of excellent play, like we haven't had since maybe Kaepernick or before that. So I understand the Monday morning quarterbacking, but everybody needs to be easy off of Brock. He came into the game rated number one. He had a bad game. It happens. Unfortunately, he has these bad games in the biggest moments, going back to, like Goose said, back in on Christmas. But we lost that game when Ayuk dropped that ball in the second quarter. And it would have been for sure a first down or a touchdown, because there was one guy behind him to beat. The next play, we punt. Special teams have been trashed all year. They gave up a big return. Chiefs go on to score, and we've been looking back since that point. It would have been 10 7. Instead, it's 14-3, and we couldn't recover. So that's on Ayuk. And I originally called in to say, and I hate to say this, but because I don't know. I don't play football, but I've heard from the guys that have that if you're not out there 100% mentally, you are going to open yourself up to a world of trouble, i.e. injuries. Now, what happened to him was a freak play. He got hit high, low, whatever, whatever. But his body language and his attitude all season has been off.
Yep.
And I don't want to say he did it to himself, but like I said, I didn't play. But from the guys that I have and told me, you can't be out there half-heartedly or that's what happens. So I don't know where we go from here, but I will tell you this. When Pearsall got in yesterday, it wasn't a far drop-off. He caught the balls that were thrown to him. And at this point in the season, Ayuk might have just as many drops as he has catches. So, I mean, I hate to see him go, and we're going to miss him, but it's next man up. And unfortunately, with the offseason he had, he may have brought this on himself.
Yeah, I would just throw in there, thanks, Dre, that the Niners were a part of it too. Nightmare season for Brandon Ayuk. No other way to put it. Just
unless
a nightmare.
We want to just look at it in totality as far as a financial component. He's got that security because it could have been worse. He could have been out there on a pay-to-play, and then this, you know, how would he be feeling right now? But the fact that he, you know, he got paid.
Well, if he doesn't
think. As far
think,
as what you're saying.
If he doesn't think
yes,
it's a nightmare year,
yeah,
then
I got you.
We've got a monster
right.
issue.
Right. Now you think about his battle back.
The other thing about Purdy. Like, in a way, we'll do it. Talk about how Purdy's playing and was he better last year and is he trying to force too much and holding on to the ball and all those kind of things are fair. But in a way, they don't matter because he's the quarterback right now and he's going to be the starting quarterback for the rest of this season. So can he and the 49ers get it together, make a run, and get to 10 wins to win the division? That's, I think, the goal right now. But Purdy's your quarterback this year. He's the one guy who's come to post every game, essentially.
But now my question is, with what's around you and what's not around you, Steiny, is Brock Purdy enough?
And he's never been enough. Nobody ever thought Brock Purdy was enough. Like, he's good. He's really good.
Now, when I say
that. But if you don't have a good team around any quarterback, they're not going to do well. And right now, they don't have a... No! I don't think they're very good right now offensively.
Wow.
I don't think their offensive line has been good at all this year. I don't think their receivers have been good. Kittle's been good.
How about the play calling?
Yeah, it's been...
See, that... I wonder if that's more than what you're getting out of everything.
But every time a team loses, play calling will be criticized. Right. And you can't really argue against it.
But like the pass to Cowan, if it's a completion, it's yardage. But Steiny, that's a moment in the game. Had you thrown that ball out there, that could have been a touchdown, and it changes everything. It wasn't.
Well, maybe that's why they don't throw long. Because the two they threw long, he threw under. 888-957-9570 is the number. 28-18, Niners get beat by the Chiefs. Cowboys coming in here next week to Levi's Stadium, and
that's a must win.
The other thing that, it's just amazing how things work is, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, we're all kind of laughing at the Cowboys and the Eagles, and here we are at 3-4, and we haven't really beaten a good team all year.
And the Niners are behind Dallas, 11th seed to Dallas is 10th.
Exactly. 888-957-9570. Where you at, Niner fans? Where do we go from here?
Man.
Where do we go from here? We're 3-4. Can we turn this thing around? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.